בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום חמישי בשבת קודש. Today is כף לאדר ראשון, לסדר כתיסה. We're on page סמכה, פרק of year, מאמר ה, ענווה וגאווה. That's really, כי זה כל האדם. ענווה וגאווה, and everything else falls in between. פגם הגאווה, כתב מהרחו בשערי קדושה. By the way, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital has a very, very interesting fusion of a Musar slash Kabbalah Sefer called Sha'ari Kedusha. Highly recommended. Very, it's kind of like a Nefesh HaChaim twist, but from a Sephardi angle. Nefesh HaChaim is also very Kabbalah oriented. You know that. Because the Gaon and Rav Chaim Volozhiner were tremendous Mekubalim. Sometimes people fail to realize that. But anyway, says Maharchu, Yesod ha'esh mimenu nimshechet ha-ga'ava nikret gasut ha-ruach liyot ha-yesod ha-el ve-gavoa mikulam. Yeah, so person's Yesod ha-esh pulls him towards midat ha-ga'ava, which is gasut ha-ruach, which is a person who's thick-spirited. U-bichlala ha-ka'as, ki mipnei ha-ga'ava mitka'es ha-adam, kishen osim etzono. Ka'as is a direct tolada of ga'ava. Because what? Ka'as, when something doesn't go my way, or you get angry. Why angry? Because you think the things have to go. Why do you think the things have to go your way? Mechatesi, things have to go your way. Why? Who? Why? Nachon? Mechatesi. So he says, V'ilu haya shafel ruach, shafel ruach umakir chesrono, lo haya mitka'es kalal. If you're anav, you don't get angry. Nimtza ki ha-ga'ava ve'aka'as mida achatim. I used to say they're cousins. The Maharchu says they're the same. V'toldotea shalosh. There are three toladot of ga'ava v'ka'as. Hakapdanut belibo. Having akpadot in your heart. Keeping, you know, holding grudges. Ki lulea ga'ava lo hay makpid belibo. Ki ha'inyan shebiyanu b'ha'inyan ha'ka'as. Just let things go. It's much easier said than done. You have to work on yourself tremendously. But just let it go, Baba. He said, let it go. Delashkon. Yalla. So he says, "Uvakashat asrara ve'akavod li'itgaot al-briyot." Person wants kavod, authority, position, status, stature. Ve'asin al zulato al yoto gadol mimenu. When I can't get that authority that I'm looking for, hating somebody else for succeeding where I didn't. Ve'ze anaf me'agava gamkin. Those are the three. Says Chaim Tzion, midat ha'gava meguna meod ve'nikret to'eva ka'avodah zara. It's considered as abominable as avodah zarah, kamo shekatav. Right, there's a pasuk in Mishle. To'avat Adonai kol gva'ale ve'amru chazal. Yeah, famous. And he says, there's a ma'amar chazal, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, amar hakadosh baruch hu, en ani vahu yecholim ladur ba'olam, ki hage'e machshiv et atzmo. V'chol ma sheyigahu letovato ha'ishit, v'chol ma sheyigahu letovato ha'ishit. Agavtan, everything he does, everything he toils for, is just for very, very egocentrical, egotistical reasons. Everything is about him. It's not for naught that Chazal made this correlation between Gaava and Avodah Zarah, because it's really, Gaava is self-worship. That's what it is. Instead of directing our worship towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gaava channels the worship inward. It's an interesting perspective. ועוד שאחת המעלות הגדולות של הענה והשפל באמת שגם מה שהוא עושה אין הדבר מחולט אצלו שזהו דבר הטוב והנכון. ענב is always not certain, second guesses himself. I think this is good, but I'm not sure, I don't know. הוא ברור לו שלפעמים הוא טועה. And now because of that, because he's not certain, says, you know what, I can make a mistake. וכאשר מוכיחים אותו או שומע דעה שונה ממה שהיה סבור אין הוא מבטל את הדברים. Therefore, if he gets מוסר, hear somebody else, whatever, he doesn't just push it off. He says, oh, here, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe I have to internalize this מוסר. ולכן, גם אם ילך בדרך לא טובה, סופה שינהג טוב. In ענב, even if he's acting inappropriately, he has a chance, because he's open to hearing מוסר. He's open to hearing other perspectives. שזהו טבעו של העולם, שהצעיר יש לו רתיחת הדמים ונמשך לתאוות, וכשמזכין נעלם ממנו רוב התאוות מלבד כבוד. Yeah, he says, טבע העולם is when you're younger, you're much more hot-blooded, and you're looking, you're much more, you know, you follow your ta'avot much more. It says when you get older, most of your ta'avot just die away on their own, besides for kavod. Kavod stays. Uvkalut yachzor bo ve'aseh tshuva. But now when you're an anav, it's easier to be chozer b'tshuva. Shekvar itchanech lishuma da'at acharim. Uchmamar chacham, chanoch lana'ar al pidarko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimenna. That's the way of an anav. He says, however, אבל הגאה תשובתו קשה. But a person who's ga'avtan, it's very, very difficult for him to be חוזר בתשובה. כי הורגל לחשוב שמה שהוא חושב, זו האמת היחידה. Ay, this is like academics, you know, left it. My opinion, my ze, oh, okay. I'm saying everybody's entitled to their opinion and opinionated opinions.
Their feelings too.
Their feelings, right? As Doron knows, you know, the feelings. You have to be very careful about the feel. What do we do to their feelings? Now, נכון? He says, וכל דעה נגדית לא חשובה בעיניו כלל. For גאוותן to hear a different opinion than his, מה אכפת לי? Yeah? I have my opinion, וזהו. By the way, if a person goes into marriage like that, you're doomed. That's guaranteed divorce. Guaranteed. Can't live like that. The whole marriage, the idea of marriage is dealing with a different point of view. All the time, all day, every day. Welcome to marriage. Hearing it, accepting it, and making it, somehow making it work. So marriage is. What do you think, it's only by goyim? No, all from Jews, chatan and kala, they always agree on everything and they get along. No. That's not realistic. That's not true. That's in La La Land, maybe, but that's not, you know, that's not how it works. I disagree. It's even yeshiva guys and Beis Yaakov girls and whatever, they also disagree about everything. Not only about life in general, not only about finances and goals and whatever, even about Yahadut related stuff. Even about Judaism. What? What do you mean? You're from Yeshiva. You're from Beis Yaakov. Sakin makata maran. You know what I'm saying? Now marrying a chavrusa. You know what I'm saying? And you have, if you have ga'ava, and you can't see another perspective, and you don't have musar, and you don't have a more derech to guide you, you're doomed. Ay, ay. Katuv meforash b'maran doesn't work so well at home. All the time. You need sometimes also katub meforash basechil. You understand? You have to know how to navigate. Kol bechokhma, kol be... When you first, you know, especially when guys first get married, they have very, very rosy fantasies of what the new house is supposed to look like, you know. Liot kol ish sorer beveto, halachic house, vizeh, laying down the law. It never works. Never has, never will. It's going to be biachad. Do it together. I'm not saying compromise on halacha. You're not going to hear that from me, obviously. Aval ma? Halacha? There's something that's called halachot, and there's something that's called halichot. You know halichot are? Ways, means. Everything's in the delivery. Be a mensch. Represent the Torah. You know what I'm saying? The Torah is not just books. A book of rules. You know, the Torah doesn't shoot laws at you. The laws of the Torah are meant to shape us and refine us, to be mentioned, so that we can deal with all this stuff. Obviously, there are boundaries. In safik. Yeah? But you gotta know. Shari batuach hu shu le'olam eno to'e. Ki lo yitachin sheyesh mi shetzadek yoter mimenu. Gavtan can never hear any other opinion because it says, I never make a mistake. You can never... You can't be more right than me. Then you're wrong, and I don't have to listen to you. V'stam, you know what I'm saying? Go with your feelings. Now he says, "Nachon, jump with them." It's not the way to live. Ba'olam hazeh. Everybody got a Moshe Rabbeinu before he passed away. He asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Yifkod Hashem Elohei Aruchot lechol basar, ish al aida." Hashem Yitzel Fneim, and then what is Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Say, he says, yes, fine. Kach lecha et Yehoshua bin Nun, ish asher ruach bo. The Torah says that Yehoshua ruach, says Rashi HaKadosh, בשם המדרש, what does רוח mean? שיכול להלוך כנגד רוחו של כל אחד ואחד. יהושע had the talent that Moshe Rabbeinu had also. He was able to deal with everybody's ruach. What does it mean to deal with everybody's ruach? Everybody's midot, everybody's personality, everybody's, you know, characteristics and temperaments. What do you think? Am Yisrael's a cookie cutter? Everybody came. Ken, Adoni, Moshe Rabbeinu, Toda, thank you for giving us the Torah. Whatever you say, right away. They made him crazy in the Midbar for 40 years. Od me'atu skaluni. Kol pa'am complaining. למה עליתנו ממצרים להמית אותי, oh, complaining. They tried to kill him. They accused him of all sorts of things. מה עשה משה רבנו ענב מכל האדם? Says הקדוש ברוך הוא, make my predecessor, I'm sorry, not my successor, make him have the same ability to deal with everybody. Can you imagine? You think משה רבנו quit? On the contrary, when they came to kill him, and then הקדוש ברוך הוא gave him the chance of a lifetime. In this week's parasha, people, Hashem said, that's it. This nation's nuts. He says, you know, let me control, alt, delete, Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu will start from you. You're going to have a whole nation of you. How's that sound? Heh. Shtabach Shemo. Nechon? Can you imagine? Can you imagine having a whole nation cloning Moshe Rabbeinu? Is it davar gadol? And then Am Yisrael, the complainers, ועשו בלגן, אין דתן ואווירן, וקורח ועדתו. Hashem says, on the spot, say the word, Moshe Rabbeinu, say it. And we'll start again. Moshe Rabbeinu, ra'aya mehimna, ra'ay ne'eman, rachum, chanun. What did he tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, you have to forgive Am Yisrael. V'im ayin mechen inam misifrucha asher katavta. Says you erase them, if you delete them, says take me out too, I'm going down with them. He had the chance, they made him nuts. He had a chance to get rid of them and start fresh and be mamash king. Lo ratza. Says this is Am Yisrael, for better or for worse. You gotta deal with it. That's a leader. That's a captain of the ship. When the ship's going down, the captain says, I'm gonna go also. No lifeboats. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Am Yisrael בזכות Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he did. Because he said that thing. כביכול Moshe Rabbeinu forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Am Yisrael. It's a terrible avon. There's different ways of understanding. Chet ha'egel, avon, atzum, atzum, atzum. We're punished for it until today. Chazan said there's no punishment that Am Yisrael gets that doesn't have a fraction of repayment for the chet ha'egel in it. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti kidvarecha bizchut Moshe Rabbeinu. Salachti kidvarecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you win. Where do you think that comes from? If Moshe Rabbeinu Bar Minan was gavtan, what do you think? What would a gavtan say? They're making me nuts, making my life difficult, it's all about me. Hashem, take him out, start with me, we'll make it happen. אבל משה רבנו ענב מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה מה הוא אמר? It's not about me, it's about them, we're all in this together. זה ענב, איי איי איי, איזה מוסר ממשה רבנו אדון הנביאים. That's what we can learn. טוב, וזאת השם, we'll continue next time. יום טוב, שבת שלום.